Okay, this is Sunday morning, December the 9th, 2018, The Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called A Line in the Sand. There's about to be a line drawn in the sand in this nation, no more idolatry. Amos 5:24 says, "But let justice or judgment run down like waters, and righteousness is a mighty and ever-flowing stream. I have judged, my church has interceded and petitioned me. Righteousness will now reign where evil has for a long time." Moses said this in Exodus 32, and we'll look at that real quick. This is after he had gone up on the mountain to receive the law, or the Ten Commandments. And when he came down, he saw the whole camp was taken in idolatry, I believe. Then Moses stood in the camp of, gate of the camp and said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, let him come to me." And the Levites gathered together to him. And he said to them, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, every man put his sword on his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother, every man his companion, and every man his neighbor." And at the sons of the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day 3,000 men. So this is the justice. This was the justice phase, just like we are in the justice phase. The purge is about to begin. They will no longer get away with it. Be prepared to step up and fill the positions in many areas. I will take out the fake news and true journalism will return. It's kind of what I was talking about this morning. Let's just buy all the suckers out. Let's just take the money as the Lord leads us and buy them out. He who's got the money is the one that usually runs things. And they are losing all of theirs. I want my church to take every enterprise on the face of this earth, to take my word, my gospel, into all the nations. Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." The purge starts in my house first. 1 Peter 4:17, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall be the end? What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Judgment is simply a decision on a matter. You know, people get all goofy about judgment, the judgment of God, you know. It's just a decision. And his decision was based on our decision. Decision to pray and seek the Lord. The Lord says, "Enough. No more playing church, but it is time to be about my business." It is time to, it is time for it to be in the forefront of your mind. How did the virgins fall asleep in the first place? They had themselves on their mind. This is a new day with new mindsets. I said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Revelation 12:11, "And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death." A new church is arising with Holy Ghost boldness, with fire in their bones. Proverbs 28:1, "The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." It will be supernatural, which is natural to the born-again believer. As the purging commences, the taking out of Satan's defenses, the glory of God will prevail. All the obstacles that have been in your way will fail. It will be glorious, and it has already begun. I have made a decision, a judgment, and you have won. The doubters and the scoffers will come with hat in hand because they scorned you for speaking forth my plan. Just forgive them and welcome them on board, for there is much work to do and wasting time you can't afford. So move forward and keep the pace, for I am with you as you run your race.